My friends, as we seek to enter and live the most sacred mysteries of the Triduum, of the Paschal Mystery, I would suggest that we try this in a special way this year with and through the heart of Mary. Remember that she experienced these things with and under Jesus. How powerful it can be if we ask Our Lady to guide our hearts to best adore our Lord Jesus, to best appreciate Him through His passion and death, to best rise with Him in the resurrection. And once again, Our Lady is the companion as the co-redemptrix with the Redeemer in this process. This is what's so beautiful about our Catholic faith. We're not an either-or faith. We're a both-and faith. We're a family faith. And so the more we focus on Jesus, the more naturally we focus on Mary and vice versa. What is co-redemptrix without a Redeemer? It's meaningless. So as we realize that Our Lady is Mother of the Eucharist, as Pope St. Pius X said, that as Mary is Mother of Jesus, she's also Mother of the Eucharist, and we're going to have a special appreciation and love of the gift of the Eucharist, which we celebrate on Holy Thursday, as well as priesthood and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And then into the Passion, where Our Lady was there. How powerful it is to ask Our Lady to help us to meditate on the scourging, on the crowning, on the way of the cross. She was there, the co-redemptrix with the Redeemer. And if we can tap that sorrowful and immaculate heart as we focus on the Sacred Heart of Jesus wounded for us, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, this can only be a richer liturgical, pastoral experience of faith for us. And then ultimately, as Pope St. John Paul II wrote in one of his homilies, Jesus comes to Mary first. It is a small T tradition in the church that the first one that the new Adam, the victorious new Adam, comes to bespeak and to celebrate the victory of the redemption is to the new Eve, the co-redemptrix. So on that Sunday morning, Mary first receives the joy of the resurrected Jesus. My friends, live this Paschal mystery with Mary. Ask the Mother to give our hearts greater insight into what takes place in the heart of Jesus during this Triduum, and we can be assured of greater graces, greater appreciation, and as always, a greater love of the Eucharist, a greater honoring and adoring of the heart of Jesus and all that He does in His infinite mercy for us through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary. My friends, a very blessed Triduum, Paschal mystery, and Easter victory to you all. God bless.